This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Thursday, November 9th. God's word for you today is Biblical Attitudes. This is part 1. Our scripture reading is taken from Colossians chapter 3, verse 23, and it says, "Put your heart and soul into every activity you do, as though you are doing it for the Lord Himself, and not merely for others." If you want God's blessing on your work, the first biblical attitude for work metamorphosis is, you must work enthusiastically, wherever you are right now. Wherever you find yourself right now, you must work with passionate enthusiasm and bring your best self to the table. Whether you love your job or not, you have to bring your best. Whether you are tired of your job or not, you have to be enthusiastic if you want God to bless your work. Whether you want to quit or not, you have to bring your best if you want God to bless your work. That is how it works. Most times, we are waiting till we get our dream job or business before we give it our best. We think that until we get our business to a certain level, it is not time to fire on all cylinders. But God wants you to bring that best now. Yes, right now. And it is because that is how God will promote you and bless you. My mom used to tell us, if you are the cleaner, make sure you are the best cleaner. What if I do not like cleaning, but you are the cleaner? God is saying, just like my mom would say to us, make sure you are the best cleaner. Colossians chapter 3 verse 23 says, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart. It is not a suggestion. It is an instruction to work at whatever you do with all your heart. It is not whatever you do that you like. It is not whatever you do that you love. It is whatever, and whatever means whatever. Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 10 says, whatever your hand finds to do, do it with your might. This has nothing to do with your job, your boss, or your incorrigible colleagues. God knows, and yet He is saying, bring your best to work. You know what I discovered? The word enthusiasm is from two Greek words, en and theo. En means in, and theo means God. In other words, en plus theo is equal to in plus God. God wants you to go to work in God, and that is a place of life, joy, and excitement in God. Colossians chapter 3 verse 23 says, whatever you do, whatever your task might be, work from the soul, that is, put in your very best effort, as something done for the Lord and not for men. Some people say because their team lead did not smile at them, they will work grumpily. Is your work unto your team lead or unto God? You have a bad attitude in departmental meetings because someone, perhaps your leader, is not treating you the way you think you should be treated. Really? It shows your heart is for eye service and you are working for men. God is saying, stop it. Enthew in God. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song, and it says, I'm coming back to the heart of worship, and it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the things I've made it, and it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.